Over the past few months, you may have heard of another market that's been added to Sydney's long list of weekend markets, one, however, with a crucial difference. It's the Sydney Vegan Market. And the first few events, well, there's no other way of putting it, they were absolutely jam-packed. April's event has been canned, however. And to tell us a little bit more, we've got event organiser Kate Jones. Kate, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Now, before we start talking about sort of the issues that are going on, let's get a bit of background on Sydney Vegan Market. How did it come to be?
Well, Vegan New South Wales approached me last year asking me if I had time to organise this beast, this incredible Sydney Vegan Market. And of course, I said no, but did it anyway. And it's about promoting veganism in Sydney, supporting vegans, supporting veganism in Sydney. And, I think we do just that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, March was huge. It was packed. People were wandering around, heaps of stalls. And now cancelled April. What's happened?
Yeah, well, Sydney Vegan Market, like, we've been around for 4 months. Mm. So we are quite small. And we're quite new, and we've definitely had, quite a history already, quite a journey. So we started in November. We had a launch that was huge at a different venue, and then we had 3 months there, December and January. January was even bigger than our launch in November.
Wow.
Yep. And then we responded to our feedback and decided to move venues to Addison Road Community Centre, which is amazing and wonderful and has, you know, incredible shade. Their values and politics are much more in line with what we're trying to achieve anyway.
Yes, absolutely.
And we were definitely confident that the DA that Addison Road Community Centre holds for a Saturday was going to be appropriate for us until we discovered that it definitely wasn't. And
so what's a DA? Sorry.
Oh, so that's a development application that's right through council.
Okay.
And super, super important. And it kind of lists the restrictions.
Yeah,
and
what something can be used for, what it can't be used for.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. And it's there to protect the locals and the space and the environment and all really important stuff that we are definitely behind. However, yeah, we were told that it was definitely going to be appropriate. It wasn't. Council engaged us the day before the market.
The day before?
Yeah, we'd had conversations earlier, but we, Sydney Vegan Market, was under the impression that it was getting sorted.
Yeah.
Because usually council would take a collaborative approach and Addison Road Community Centre was sure that it was going to be fine. The day before, yeah, we got an email from council saying, nope, not okay. And you know, we really wanted to support the livelihoods of our stallholders.
Of course.
Like, these guys are small business, yeah. Like, a lot of which are in their startup phase, like micro businesses, a lot of who have launched because of our market and only traded our market. And so cancelling something the day before, and it was the afternoon before, like, we're talking thousands of dollars in loss for these guys. 'Cause the hours, the capital putting into stock, producing food, such a waste.
Yeah.
And so with Addison Road Community Centre, we decided to do it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which then resulted in the community centre being fined $6,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes. Which was, yeah, which is, look.
Less than ideal for
less
everybody.
Less than ideal. Yeah. The council taking such a punishing, punitive approach to what we're doing just seems unfair. Like, it's a community centre, it's a community led event, it's something that is huge. Like, the market for what we're doing is and the need for it is huge. We're getting, you know, like, in March we had about 120 stalls, and they're vegan all the time. So they're, 100% vegan all the time, which was one of the stipulations that Vegan New South Wales gave me.
Don't just turn up and say, here's our vegan offering, but make sure that you are, you're committed to that ethos.
Yeah, right. All the time. Yeah. And so we're working with the council. Addison Road has engaged a planner so that we can get all of the documents that we need submitted to council. But they've said at best it'll take 100 days once we've submitted it. And that's,
well, 3 months.
It is. And, you know, we worked out conservatively, there's about $200,000, $250,000 spent on the day. That's all of it is in the Inner West. Mm. A lot of our stallholders are from the Inner West. As I said before, they're all baby businesses
yeah.
that need that money, need that cash flow. And so over 3-4 months, that's $1 million that's not being spent in the Inner West.
So, I mean, you know, you could look at other venues and move the market there, I'm guessing, and you might have to, but clearly you want to support Addison for supporting you.
Right? Yeah. Like the money that we give to the community centre, they then put straight back into their refugee street food market. Like,
yeah.
How important. Like that, the initiative that they're doing there, that work that they're doing there is super important and creating real opportunities for refugees. Of course we want to support that.
So what is the next step for Sydney Vegan Market, Kate?
We're getting our documents in. We're working with a planner. We're looking at other opportunities. So on April 25th, we're doing a pop-up with Communes event called Our Hood, which is going to be awesome. They approached me to curate the market. They saw that we were displaced and wanted to give us a little home. So we can only have 20, 25 stalls. So it's
Very reduced.
Very small. Yeah. They're hoping to sell 2,000 tickets. And it's going to be fun. There's music, there's art, culture. It's going to be great.
So ideally, in maybe 100 days' time, you can be back at Addison. Would that be kind of the great end result?
Yeah.
Or?
Yeah, that would be amazing. That would certainly be amazing. We're doing our best. We've really prided ourselves in being legitimate from the beginning. We've all of our stalls, we make sure that they're compliant, they're food safe, all of it. We support them to really be legitimate. And so it really sucks that this has happened. And it also really sucks that Sydney Vegan Market is, you know, in some places being positioned as being a bit dodgy. And that is not the truth at all. It's not our experience. We've done all that we can, and we've done the best that we can to be as legitimate as we can be.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll have to leave it there, but I imagine that we'll be checking in with you and finding out what's going on. Best of luck, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks.
Kate Jones there. She is the organiser of Sydney Vegan Market. Keep up to date with what's happening. The website is sydneyveganmarket.com.